A word for you from Hebrews 12 verses 7 and 8. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. We continue then on this theme of divine discipline. And here it emphasizes again that God only disciplines those who are His. Those who either already belong to Him or God is cornering, engineering into such a corner that they have to turn to Him and then belong to Him. And we are told here that we have to endure discipline. Of course, nobody welcomes discipline, and that no child wants to feel pain, and no child of God desires to feel pain from God. And yet we are told here to endure it, and later on we are told why. We'll leave that out for today. But for the moment, let us embrace this comfort. If we are to endure God's discipline, that it is because God treats us as sons. A parent doesn't go around disciplining other people's children. He disciplines his own children. And so it is that God disciplines his own children. In other words, you can take comfort in the fact that if the Holy Spirit is chastising you, and it can come in different ways, sometimes just through an enlightened conscience, that you are pained to realize how foolish you might have been, or the things that you've said, how stupid in the eyes of God they have been. It brings you to your knees with tears of repentance. And so you are able to endure it, and you are drawn closer to the Father. Verse 8, it says, if you are left without discipline, then you are illegitimate children. Do you find yourself being able to run after sin freely? Well, it is, according to this verse, because you are an illegitimate child. In other words, you do not belong. You are not born of God. So be careful. You need then to cry to God for more discipline, asking Him to bring you to your knees, that you would truly be granted repentance, so that as you feel the divine whip, so to say, it would bring you to God.